Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
What's up, lifers? It's your girl, Crush. I'm online right now. I got everybody online. As a matter of fact, let me make everybody's mic live because it is a holiday, and we all are going to get ready to celebrate with everyone and share some stories today. Well, what I wanted to do is, who I have online with me tonight? I got Renita. Renita, say hi.
Hola.
We got Chocolate Tiger, who's live.
¿Cómo está usted?
Really? What is that? Alabama Spanish?
Yeah, I learned that in Miami at the hotel. Rico Suave told me that.
We got Ash. Ash is in Atlanta. What's up, Ash?
What's going on, people?
And then my boy, my co-host, Jeezy. What's up, Jeezy?
What's happening?
All right. So pretty much everybody's on live right now. We're going to have a lot of fun. I want to go ahead and mention a couple of things. If you haven't noticed, lifers, we got a 30-day vegan vegetarian challenge going down pretty much November 27th through December 26th. I did it after Thanksgiving. So those of you that were probably like, I can't do this starting on Thanksgiving. No, it's after Thanksgiving, so go ahead and load up on whatever you got to eat. Eat all the turkey that you want, and then, you know, join us a couple of days later and, you know, get into this 30-day vegan vegetarian challenge. I did 30 days because really a week is really not a long time. It takes really 3 days for people to really start getting into the schedule of eating this way. Vegan, I want to make sure that everybody understands the difference between vegan and vegetarian. Vegan,
yes,
is no animal products. Who just said yeah?
Me, because I was always confused about that. I always was.
Okay, so vegan, being vegan means no animal products, which means no dairy. And unfortunately, my people don't know that milk is dairy. Cheese is dairy. All right, some of y'all need to go read your favorite food groups and figure out what is what, the food pyramid, because I swear, I get this question all the time. So is cheese dairy? And I'm just like, really, did you really just ask me that? You grown ass. So cheese is dairy, black people, all right? So so being, you know, being vegan, you can't have dairy. You can't have any meat. Fish is meat. Okay, there's another question I get asked. Fish is meat, you guys, so therefore you can't even have fish. So there's a lot of information in the vegetarian vegan group, and hopefully the if someone can post the link to the vegan vegetarian group that I have, just go ahead and post it up. And if you're listening, go ahead and go to the group. If you're on Twitter, click on that link, and then it'll take you straight to the group. So make sure you join the group if you're not already a member. And then vegetarian, if you are vegetarian, some people that are vegetarian will eat fish. Now, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that, but being a vegetarian, you're allowed to have dairy products. That is totally up to you. So that's why I decided to not just do vegan. We can do vegan and vegetarian because it is hard. My hat goes off to anyone that decides to just dive in and do the vegan thing. There are a lot of benefits to not eating any dairy, and I want everyone to pretty much, you know, do some research on that, you know, about dairy and some of the things that, you know, and the risk and the caution that are out there right now. So do a Google search on, you know, why you should not eat dairy, drink or eat dairy. But definitely vegetarianism is you can have at least dairy. So that's what it is. Vegan is no dairy. Vegetarian is you can have dairy. All right? So hopefully I'm clear. If not, once again, join the vegan and vegetarian lifers group. And in the actual forum, there is some information in there, and it tells you in more detail the differences. So hopefully some of my people on the radio team will join me. I don't know who on here is going to try it.
I'm all in. I did the last one. I was the only one posting my food. Everybody else was like holding out, damn it. I want to see y'all food, too. I want to see what y'all eating. Y'all got to give me some damn ideas.
Right. Are you going to do the vegan part or are you going to do the vegetarian part?
You know what?
Or are you going to try to do
like... I'm going to do both.
Okay.
But I'm gonna have to split it up because I got to start
okay.
Vegetarian first, then get into
okay.
that vegan. Because, you know, vegan, you know, I slipped up a couple of times. I had salad with
right.
cheese on it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't know.
Right. And it's hard, you guys. It is hard. And that's the thing. But, you know, also I want to just real quick so we can go ahead and get off of this, but I just want you guys, like, if you have, like, eczema, if you have anything, like, if you have acne or anything, like, document some of these things and see that once you start eating a more clean diet, and this is what vegan and vegetarian diets are called. They're called clean. People will say clean diet. So when you hear that, people are really talking about being vegan and vegetarian. And when you start eating this way, you will notice that, you know, some of these things will go away. Like my eczema completely cleared up once I went vegetarian. And then when I went to vegan, definitely I don't have any issues with my eczema at all. But I do know that when I was going back and forth, soon as I started eating meat again, my eczema would flare up. So, like I said, once you start this thing and there's something, you know, even with acne and all this other stuff, you realize you don't need medications for some of these things. You just have to change your diet. So definitely I want everyone to just, you know, at least try to document something that you've had for a while, or if it's eczema or whatever it is, you know, document it. If you see an improvement, like, share it with us so everyone could see, like, you just have to change your diet, and you can get better just by changing your diet. So, anyways, all right. So, other than that, besides Ash, is anyone else going to try it? Renita, Chocolate Tiger, Ryan?
I done told you about that meat thing. I had to have at least meat one time, but I'm going to try it because I'm part of the radio team. You say 30 days? But you saying 30 days? My birthday December the 28th, and I'm going to Vegas on the 1st, so I don't know. It's
well,
be
you,
hard
you can go ahead and lose them last little pounds you might think you need to lose in the 30 days.
No, I don't need to lose no pounds but the low. I want to keep all the pounds I need. That's my moneymaker.
Oh, boy.
But I will try it. I'm not going to say I'm not. I'm going to try it. Chocolate Tiger will
okay.
try it.
That's cool. Renita?
I seriously doubt it. To be honest, I love you all, and I think that's great that Ash and CT, but I don't see it. It's two holidays and how my family and friends do.
It's not only one holiday.
I'm not even going to lie.
It's only one holiday. It's Christmas.
But I'm saying, like, I know I'm going to fail
in my birthday.
Thanksgiving, and I'm going to fail Christmas. I can't. I wish you all the best of luck, though.
The reason why I have it over one holiday, because that's part of the challenge. You know what I'm saying? Now you understand, now you guys will understand, you know, why it's so hard for some people, especially being vegan, you know, trying to do this during the holidays because now this year I see more vegan products out for the holidays in the grocery stores and stuff, but before you did it. And it is a challenge, you know, trying to communicate to people, okay, I don't eat this. A good person we could have had or talked to, you know, we could hit up JD because I know we can ask him, you know, how he deals with that. But definitely, you know, I wanted at least, you know, I thought it was cool to just have, you know, one holiday. If you can get through Christmas still on this challenge, then, you know, you could accomplish something. But, you know, we still got New Year, so, you know, give up one holiday, man. Damn.
Exactly.
But,
and then I was going to say, then everybody going to be talking about they want those New Year resolutions. I want to
right,
lose weight.
Like,
I want to do all this. Go ahead and start it now. Forget some resolution. Make it happen now. Go on, Renita.
There's a book called Eat for Your Blood Type, and that book actually says that I should eat meat. Like, I crave red meat. Like, some people can do this and be fine. Like, they don't even need red meat. Like, they'll be happy with chicken or just fish and never touch red meat at all. But for me, like, I love red meat. I crave it. Like, I love steak. Bison is my favorite. So, like, something
I like
ground
meat.
Out, like, hamburger. Yeah, like, something like hamburgers I could live without. But certain meats, I can't.
I would not give up my steak.
Are we going to let Ryan talk? And he just chimed in. Yeah, you know what? You know, the fact that red meat stays in your system for 2 weeks and it just rots in your body before it comes out is kind of like, what I have a problem with. Sorry, I had to say that.
But it tastes so good, and at least, nope, because it tastes good going in, and eventually it does come out. So what? It takes a little longer,
eventually.
But at least it comes out.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever.
All right. Well,
anyway,
we'll see what happens.
Moving.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's keep going. Well, anyway, I wanted to mention this Chris Humphries thing, suing Kim. I think it's a bitch move, if you ask me. He knew what the hell was going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real? You're going to sue Kim now? Really? There's no season, no
what?
NBA season.
Not?
You're not making no money.
Why not? He ain't
what?
Got no money. Why not?
Look here. Like, you know, at least I'm hoping at least he got some ass out of this. That's all I'm hoping.
He's going to write a book. He's going to write a book.
Everybody hating on Kim. Kim doing the damn thing. If you got a dude to make a fool out of himself in front of the world, come on now. Like, you can't tell me he didn't know nothing.
Right. You're right. You're right.
Come on now. I'm a grown man. Like, really? All right.
We knew that was fixed up lead in them, baby. Yeah. He knew that
it's more so more, but you have to, it's also more so Chris's family. Like, Chris's family, since this all broke, besides Chris Jenner, his whole family has made comments to the press. And they also were the ones that kind of put it out there that there may be a lawsuit before this story broke. So, I mean, my thing is, if his family's doing it and that's who raised him, the apple don't fall far from the tree, it looks like to me.
Right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens with that, huh? Anyways, moving along. You know, I don't know if you guys knew, and I just saw this myself, and it was just it just took me back a little bit. 48 years ago today, JFK was assassinated. And, you know, of course, no one really knows, and I'm sure you guys heard, you know, conspiracy theories and stuff like that, but no one really knows exactly, you know, what happened with that, and it's still a mystery, you know, of him being assassinated and who actually did it, but definitely rest in peace to him. And they kind of compare, they're comparing JFK to Obama, so I was wondering if you guys, you know, could you see the why they would compare JFK and Obama. Ash, I don't know if you caught that. Have you heard of it before?
I've never heard that. I've never heard that you know, them compare like Abraham Lincoln maybe, but
right.
You know, not Kennedy. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe
it's
their delivery or something.
Huh?
I mean, yeah, it could be that. I mean, maybe it could be the way they commanded, you know, people's attention as far as
right.
when they gave speeches, and maybe it was the age, you know, barrier, or, you know, the sameness of the age, but
right.
I don't see no other similarities.
Right, right. What do you think? What you think, Ryan?
You know, I honestly JFK, he was a good guy. I think he's one of the best presidents this country's seen. But I don't exactly see where they're coming with comparison exactly.
Right. Yeah, it was on the Huffington Post, and I saw the comparison. So, Renita, Chocolate Tiger, how you guys feel about that comparison?
Well, I didn't know they was comparing it. That's what I was on the fence with.
Okay.
I never knew they compared him. With Obama, I don't see a comparison at all. Maybe because both of them are young, in their 40s, you know, maybe that's what
they
like to say, the age. But I don't see any other comparison. Except one white, one black. I don't know. I don't know right now. I'm on my 14, 14.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, we might be meeting Chocolate Tiger soon.
Actually, I do see comparisons. Like, their views actually are very similar. Like, actually, Obama's views with both Kennedy brothers were very similar. Also, with how the people are attached to them as presidents, I can also see that being similar, too, because they both feel like people presidents to me. We in the history, we don't have that many, like, presidents that you felt were honestly for the people. And I think that, to me, is the strongest comparison, you know, to the both of them.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, you know, when I read it, I could see it, but I think it has a lot to do. They brought up the fact that, you know, so much was going on during civil rights times and a lot of things came out as far as racism and prejudice and all that other stuff. And even right now, I know we mentioned a couple shows back, we were talking about how there was a comment in an article that said that once Obama became president, a lot of those feelings came out of people, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of that stuff just rose from the dead as far as prejudice and racism and stuff. So that might be something that, you know, because JFK had to overcome some stuff with his support in the civil rights movement and, you know, now with Obama. So definitely that's what I was thinking about, you know, when I read the article. So, but it's, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens, you know. We'll see as far as, you know, if he's going to get reelected. And it's going to be interesting to see. I think it's going to be an interesting race to see who is going to be the Republican, who the Repubs are going to actually choose. So this is going to be, I think it's going to be hilarious, but this is just my opinion. Anyway, all right, so we wanted to talk about holiday office potluck stories. I actually have a personal story because my mom stopped cooking Thanksgiving dinner probably when I was about 16, and the reason why she stopped is because my mom, you know, she would let us have a little bubbly, you know, just a little bit, a little, you know, just a little bubbly, some cider or something. And my brother, with his ignorant ass, came over, my oldest brother, and he came over and he decided that he was going to talk shit about my mom's Thanksgiving dinner and her little bubbly. He called it cheap and was just talking mad shit. So my mom cussed everybody out in the house and said she will never, ever cook Thanksgiving dinner. So it's kind of funny to me that my mom really and truly did not cook Thanksgiving dinner no more after that. So it doesn't really, like, Thanksgiving is not really important to me on that respect. But we are going to talk about later on, after this, we are going to talk about, you know, what we're thankful for. But I wanted to get these crazy potluck stories out of the way because I definitely, my mom killed Thanksgiving for me. So I don't know if anyone has a story, speak up. Chocolate Tiger probably got a funny one. Her crazy.
Oh,
behind.
Yeah, you're talking about the rotating. Yes, let me tell y'all.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Christmas time and Thanksgiving, they always bring in these little snacks and stuff, but Chocolate Tiger don't eat everybody's cooking at all. So a friend of mine said, oh, girl, make sure you get some of my devil eggs. I cook them. So being a friend, and I know that she got cats and dogs in her house, and I never ate over her house before, I was like, oh, God, I'm home. How am I going to play this? I'm going to have to put one of them eggs on my plate. I don't want it on my Christmas plate. I went over there, y'all, and guess what I saw? A baby roach. A baby roach with the tail on the back. I said, the devil.
Oh, hell no.
It's a damn lie. I said, you laughing. I said, Brenda, check your eggs, girl. What? You saw some dog cats. See, stop playing, Shantina. Stop playing. I said, no, Shantina ain't playing. Go, little girl. I don't know how the hell he got in there. He must have came off one of these cabinets. Work. No, we don't have roaches in the surgery room. We make sure everything's sterile. So you need to do something about that. I saw the antennas and everything, and when I saw one baby roach, it was more. And then everybody grabbed me. Oh, whoever cooked these, I ain't so good. I said, it wasn't me. It was not me. He threw it away. I'm like, did you get one, girl? No, I don't eat everybody's chicken. Don't you know we're not friends to this day? Yeah, I broke up a friendship over a damn holiday little brunch because of a damn roach on a damn egg. So it's hard. Don't put no eggs at the holidays because Chocolate Tiger is infected. She can't tell me it's reddish or anything. Ain't a piece of onion. That was a roach. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, just got me all hot and bothered. Now, thinking about that little roach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm. Who else
don't
got
eat
something? You got?
I'm sorry.
No, you can't eat in everyone's house. Especially, I remember I was at a potluck and this lady bit into a chocolate chip cookie and the longest piece of hair came out of that chocolate chip cookie. Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yo, yeah, the longest, like she bit into it, and you know how you bite it, and then you know, you try to pull the rest of the cookie away from your mouth? Well, the cookie and that bite was still attached with that piece of hair. Like, it was, like, dangling. Yeah. No lie. Yep.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of people you guys work with. Shit.
No, man. It's like, no, go ahead. Because I know, Ash, who, look, let me tell y'all something. You have to, like, when you work in an environment where you have, like, a lot of people, you work with a whole bunch of people, and then, they, you know, you got these potlucks. But you have to think about these people that you sit next to, and they're coughing and sneezing, and then they wipe their nose and wipe it on their pants. Like, these are the same motherfuckers. If they do that shit in public, you know, at home, man.
That's got to be
they probably be the one. You know they the nasty
right.
ones. They probably the ones with the boogers all under the goddamn seats in the car. It's nasty. It's nasty on
And I always tell my friend. And I always thought my friend was clean, y'all. I always thought she was clean because she would dress nice and stuff. I said, if the roach is on the food, that means that her kuma karachi ain't clean either.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, yo, this is crazy. Ask me, what you got? I know you work in a big building. I mean, I know you work for a big company, so I know you have to have something.
Potlucks, if you don't write your name on the food that you brought, hell to the no, I ain't touching none of that. It's so many of them damn people that'll be in the bathroom with you, and you know they using the bathroom, and they walk right out, and you didn't wash their hands, and you want me to eat after you? So if you did that in public, I know your damn toilet in house is nasty, so I know I'm not going to eat nothing from you, because that's some old nasty shit. Yeah. Y'all be tripping. Y'all be out there shaking them people's hands and shit. I give them a fist pound. I ain't shaking nobody's hand in the hell with that. Find the hand sanitizer and everything. Nope.
Oh, man.
You shake a lot of hands, Tad.
No, I do not.
That is crazy.
Ow,
so
ow.
What? So Ryan, do you have a crazy holiday story? As far as, you know.
I mean, not really. I mean, there's been, like, carry-ins and stuff at school, but, I mean, that's so long ago. People don't really do that in high school. And I only worked one place over the holidays, and that was Macy's.
Right.
And they ordered pizza. My first day I worked, it was Black Friday or whatever, and it was lunchtime. And they're like, oh, there's pizza upstairs. Well, by the time my lunch break got there, there was, like, 3 damn pieces of pizza left. So I was pissed as shit. I mean, I don't have any roach stories or hair in the cookie stories. Not yet, anyways, and hopefully never. Shit.
Well, now you know that when you do finally get to that point where you're in a huge environment like that, you'll remember what we're talking about.
I'm gonna have to. My gosh, so many things
Renita,
take into consideration.
Right, Renita, what you got?
I don't have any. And I don't know if I would have any because I'm very picky with who I eat from. So, like, when I used to work a 9-to-5, I never participated in those office things because I just didn't trust people like that because you never know. And if I know my grandma or aunt didn't cook it, I feel sorry for you because I ain't eating it.
Yeah, man, like, yeah.
Because you know,
well,
Anita, have you ever brought serious? Have I? Huh? Hell no. Because if I wasn't eating their food, then hell no, I ain't bringing a dish. I'm like, nope. I'll be right over here.
I was
by
just
the
trying
sodas.
To make sure, Renita. We were just trying to make sure it was you that office person.
Nope. I'm that office person that will go and buy my own and be like, yeah, I may drink y'all sodas and stuff, but that's about it. Thank you. I even come with my own cup of ice because I don't trust y'all with y'all hands in the ice bin either. So
that is true. That is true. You got to bring your own ice, too. You're right, Renita.
That is one thing I really hate, though.
But I'm just
yeah,
saying,
everyone's
like,
sticking their hands in that ice.
Yeah,
exactly.
Man. Oh.
That bugged the shit out of me. I'm like, stick your cup in there. Don't put your whole hand in the ice bag. Damn.
Exactly. That's just even nasty. They didn't put their old slimy ass lips around the rim of the cup and they're going to dig it in there. That's the thing.
That, too, there's no way around it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to get into the quickies, and then after the quickies, we'll talk about, you know, what everyone is thankful for, because I know, you know, this year has been a hard year for a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of us have learned a lot this year, especially the stuff that's in the news. You know, a lot of the bad stuff that's in the news really makes us be thankful for a lot of stuff that we really don't really think about every day. So let's go ahead and go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with the quickies for the day.
Track. Girls that used to turn they back, causing me to yank they arm and pose like I would do them all. Now I'm saying thank you cause they tell me my shit's a bomb explosive. For my niggas drinking cognac, smoking weed, always fat. More than one firearm, chrome rims, rhino. Chronic in your system, let me know my shit's a bomb explosive.
West Coast shit, nigga, overdosage. Imperial pistols, ferocious. Fuck a bitch, don't tease bitch. Strip tease bitch, eat a fold of these bitch. Gobble a dick. Host forgot to eat a dick and shut the fuck up. Gargle and swallow a nut up. Shut up and get my cash. Backhanded, pimp slap backwards and left stranded. Just pop your collar. Pimp convention hoes for a dollar. Six deuce in a plush, six deuce in Pala. Pimping hoes from Texas to Guatemala. Bitch niggas pay for hoes just to lay with hoes. Relax one night and pay to stay with hoes. Cats and save them all day. We'll say this dick. Bitch nigga, you more of a bitch than a bitch. You ain't in the hitting pussy or hitting the switch. You in the hitting bitches off of the grip, you punk bitch. Bitch.
All
bitch.
My real dogs still kicking with me. All my down hoes still tripping with me. All the true gangsters know they ain't never love no foe. All the hood rats still shaking for me. All my true fans still checking for me. All the real smokers know. Nothing but dope and D. Real trees, chronically, no seed. When I met you last night, baby, before I blew your mind, blew your mind. I thought we had a chance, lady, no more.
Freaky hoes clapping their hands, stomping their feet. Every now and then they put their mouth on me. Nowadays a G like me can't even call it. A 23-year-old pussy fiend and freakaholic. Pimping bitches on the regular, I put that on the G.
Alright, what's up you guys? That was another classic from Dr. Dre. Definitely rest in peace, Nate Dogg. That definitely, that song never gets old to me. But we are back. Let's go ahead and get into the quickies for the day with my boy Jeezy. What's up, Jeezy? What you got for us?
Hey. I'm going to start off today with a few Thanksgiving facts that I came upon today. And the first one, I found this very interesting. I had never heard anything like it. Definitely odd. But it is a presidential tradition to pardon a turkey each year. And this was started by President Truman back in 1947. Now, each year, a president selects a turkey and sends it off to live the rest of its days, and America actually gets to vote on the name for the turkey. I've never even heard of where the hell you'd go to vote for the turkey name, but it's happening somewhere. Now, Truman sent the first turkey to Frying Pan Park in Virginia, and this year Obama sent the turkey, which was named Courage, to live in Disneyland. That turkey is definitely living it up.
What the hell?
Yeah. Definitely different.
Right. Are you serious? This is for real?
Yeah, I wonder what the turkey does. Like, do they isolate it so it doesn't get mixed up with the other turkeys, so someone else doesn't kill it, or...
Right.
I don't know, but definitely some weird shit going on.
Right.
America eats the way of Singapore each year in Turkey. A study was done by the National Turkey Association in 2007, and it found out that America, on average, consumed 690 million pounds of turkey each year.
Damn.
And this ends up adding up to the total weight of the population of Singapore. So that is a lot of damn turkey.
Damn. That's a damn
shame. I
don't
think people liked it that much, but shit.
Right.
Benjamin Franklin originally wanted the national bird to be a turkey, but Thomas Jefferson opposed it. Franklin thought Americans had more in common with a turkey since the pilgrims supposedly ate it, rather than the eagle, which he thought had bad character. Definitely a lot of thought put into that one, or at least somebody was
right.
trying to.
Right.
The Detroit Lions were the first team to have a game on Thanksgiving, and it was against the Chicago Bears in 1934. This is where it all started. This is why we have Thanksgiving football. Now, the game sold out and was broadcasted on TV and radio nationwide and was a huge success. And then I didn't know it either. It was very interesting, though, I thought. And then the last fact I have for you guys, the first Thanksgiving consisted of 140 people, which lasted 3 days, and which made things even more difficult was there's only 5 women to cook the food, and the rest of the women had died because of bad weather, so no room for screwing up on that shit.
Damn, only 5 women cooked for 140 people?
Yeah. You know, you think somebody would have been like, oh, I'll help, but nope.
Right.
3 days deep, 5 women to cook.
That's a damn shame. Oh, boy. All right, so what you got for us? Because this next story, I'm just like, what the hell?
Now, a few weeks, couple weeks, I don't remember exactly how long back, we talked about the parents that named 3 of their kids these rather fucked up names.
Right.
Adolf Hitler Campbell, Jocelyn Arian Nation Campbell, and Hanslyn Hindler Jenny Campbell. I think I pronounced that right.
Right.
And oddly enough, they had a 4th kid, and they're surprised that they're not allowed to see this newborn child. And the child's name is Hans. I don't know why they named one kid Hans Lynn and the other kid Hans. I feel very sorry for all these children. And the parents feel that their child was kidnapped from them, and they're trying to see it, but nobody is trying to let... I mean, nobody wants these parents around these children. And everything's
right.
Everything, they're in custody, foster homes, and the parents are very upset over this. They're trying to fight it, and the kids were originally taken away because, I mean, number one, names that can't look good. You're going to judge the parents' character, but allegedly, and I'm not surprised at all if this is true, there was violence going on in the home, but the parents claim that that is all completely fabricated. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, why would you name your child Adolf Hitler and Aryan Nation? Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, and
can
I
you
mean,
imagine
I
these
don't know.
Kids getting older and then, like someone, could you,
when
would
you're
you
in
hire
high school.
Someone named? Yeah, but would you even hire someone named that, though?
Yeah, they're never going to be able to get a job. I mean, as soon as somebody reads that application, they're going to think it's a joke. Nobody's going to think it's serious. Like, what the hell are you supposed to do?
That's ridiculous.
And I mean,
man.
I don't know if you've seen the parents, but they definitely don't look like the brightest couple at all.
They look crazy. crazy as hell, though. That's what I was just like.
Yeah, what?
You know, this story, and it's like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, Sometimes people, you think that, you know, people get married or people have kids and you think they're sane, but unfortunately that's not the case, especially if they're naming their kids Adolf Hitler and shit. I guess it's just ridiculous, but anyway.
Can we prove that wrong?
Right.
And then last thing of the day, an Australian man left a suitcase with $1 million all in 50 notes at a pizzeria in Sydney, Australia. Now, the man came in wearing board shorts and a singlet. I don't know if they consider a singlet something else different. When they say singlet, I'm, like, picturing a wrestling outfit.
Right.
And, I mean, so definitely very odd. And then he just seemed very odd while there. You know, nobody really knew what was in the suitcase. They just knew he had one. He was sitting around, and apparently he was very easily spooked to everything going on around him. He didn't, you know, very surprised, not exactly sure, but evidently something spooked him enough where he just randomly got up and left the suitcase.
Right.
And, you know, currently it's being investigated by police, probably because it's such a large amount of money. I wouldn't doubt if it's stolen because nobody just forgets a suitcase with $1 million anywhere. So I think it'll be definitely very interesting to see where the other end of the story comes up.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, what the hell would you do if you found a suitcase full of that amount of money? Like, everybody
is
on the phone right now. Like, what would you guys do if you found a suitcase with $1 million in it? Shit, with $500 in it, what would you do with it?
Keep it.
Yeah, I don't like, even think. I would change
that.
My identity. Y'all wouldn't even know me as Renita. Y'all wouldn't know me as Rock and Roller. Y'all wouldn't know me nothing. I'd be gone. New hair, new nails, new gone. New person. Mm-mm. Out.
She'll be like, what happened to this talk on Friday?
What?
They'd be like, what happened to sex talk on Friday? I say it was canceled. So let me hit the Georgia lottery. No, I'm just kidding.
See, that's when y'all make yourself suspicious. All you got to do is just keep going there, just spend a little bit more, just be like low key. That's what I'll be. I'll blend right on in. Damn
shit.
Right.
Y'all see me on Global 14, I'll be a white woman. Why? Yeah, I'd be white than a motherfucker. This shit. Let me find some money. I come back white.
You. Money.
Wow. That's a whole nother topic.
It so is, because let me tell you something. If you want to change your identity, you might as well go on ahead and switch over. I'm just saying. I'll be white. Shit. Yep. I'm just letting y'all know right now.
That's funny.
I'd be like, is that fresh?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to tell y'all. Well, anyway, what we're going to do is take another commercial break, and then we're going to talk about what everyone on the Global 14 radio team is thankful for, and then also get into Renita Spill Tea of the Night. All right, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Remix. Oh.
Riding by Hollywood side, right inside of mine. Beam of 760, I try me let off 60 stats again. We got the city hiding, popping like it's supposed to be. You not Minaj and got no business standing close to me. So cold up ferocious, G. These things ain't a joke to me. Mind your feet, and watch your mouth when you approaching me. I'm socially. I like them, I don't love them, no. Cold heart emotionally. Catching the world of Oceania. Riding in the ghost again. Slapping with a lot of spit and tushies. All of it. Calling shots. Running. Hold some big money. Sincere about my hustle. All these cowards on that funny. Rapping about a bunch of shit. You ain't done it yet. You the one they gunning at. How I'm supposed to honor that? You all talk, dog, flaw, and I ain't having none of that. I'm big boss, dog, flaw, saw, then running back.
Right, right.
Huh.
Huh. Used to ride Impala,
woo,
turn it to a Benz.
Woo.
You say me, turn it to my friends. You should see how people treat you when that money coming in. Bad, I'm calling cause I'm ballin' and eating. They hating on me cause they starving in a parking. That's the Martin's where they walking. These things ain't important, they inform is really talking. When them people get to hawking, I'm a boss. Really, Nino or Al Pacino. Honey racks on this rollie, he light up like a casino. Really be throwing, I'ma keep it a casino. Cause shooters down in Miami, they throw it like Dan Marino.
Had a couple Jesus all of mine to set back. Everybody praying for me, I respect that. Woke up in the hospital where my check's at. Then I put 8 chains for my neck set. Hopping in the ghost, I feel I'm best at. Worth 40 M's, I respect that. I put all my jewels on just to bone your chick. You know the boss well known for leaving bonuses. We making money, made marinate. When the work clean, cut it like a carrot cake.
Yeah,
these boys love the way I narrate.
Yeah,
I still whip it like it's anime. Remember, mama had a Cavalier. Now she living like a Cleveland Cavalier. Better check the stats, we still in arenas.
Woo!
And I got the cat, Gilbert Arenas. I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I play the shot.
All right, what's up, people? Welcome back. We're gonna go ahead and get it to, you know, what we're thankful for. Thanksgiving is in a couple of days, and definitely I want to go ahead and share what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for, you know, my Global 14 radio team. It's been, you know, we started this in August, and, you know, we're still going strong. We got a lot of great things coming. So definitely thankful for everyone that's on, you know, on with us live today, and definitely thankful for our supporters, everybody that's in the chat room right now. We got Latasha, Sasha, and Phoebe, and Onyx definitely is a blessing as our intern. So I just want to make sure that, you know, we are thankful for everyone that continues to support the show. And one of the other things that I'm thankful for is my life. You know, a lot of people have passed away this year, and, you know, so many different things are happening in the world right now. And you know, I can say I'm thankful for, you know, shit, to be able to even have lights on and be able to have food on the table and, you know, have money in my pocket. But I definitely, you know, I don't want to take things, you know, we shouldn't take things for granted. And, you know, the stuff can be taken away from us at any time. So definitely, I'm definitely grateful, you know, for my life to be able to hear and see and, be able to walk and, you know what I'm saying, all these different things that we take for granted every single day. And I don't know, it's everything that's happened this year, all the crazy stuff that's happened, I definitely, all I can say is I'm just glad to be able to wake up every single day. So that's what I'm thankful for. Let's start off with Ash. What you thankful for, homie?
No, I'm just thankful for life, period. You know, my little man, my son, Nehemiah, you know, he'll be turning 6. Damn, he's getting old. So, I mean, I'm just thankful for that, my family, you know, and friends. You know, true
right.
friends, true people that you, you know, that's always there for you, you know.
Right.
That's it. I mean, I can't ask for anything else. You know, money comes and goes, all that other bullshit, you know, hoes.
Right.
It's, you know, so other than that, I mean, that's pretty much what I'm thankful for.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what's up, Ryan? What are you thankful for?
There's quite a few things I'm thankful for. Obviously, I'm thankful for everyone in my life. You know,
right.
without them, what would be the point of life? I'm thankful for everything that I've been through in life because it's made me who I am today. I'm thankful for Michael Jordan because of him. I have some beautiful kicks to hug my feet. And I'm thankful for him because I'll be damned if I eat another turkey on Thanksgiving.
Okay, explain that. I saw you, you know, I saw that you posted that, and I wanted to ask you, but explain why you say that.
Last year, I got sick at Thanksgiving. And it was like the flu or whatever, and I couldn't keep anything down. And, you know, it's one of those mental things. I don't think the turkey made me sick, but it's definitely what came up when I was sick. So I never have any desire to eat another turkey in my life. That and green bean casserole, I haven't touched it since. I don't even need a turkey sandwich. Shaved turkey. Can't
Dang.
Do it.
Dang. Okay, definitely.
I was never a big fan, though, so.
Right. Wow. Okay. All right, Chocolate Tiger, what are you thankful for?
Coco ass acting up. I'm thankful for my family, my friends, the ones that's come into my life right now, and they're just like family. I'm thankful for the many blessings God has given me this year and the accomplishments I've earned. And I'm just thankful to be alive. You know, I'm thankful to have my son, you know, not sick, my mom and dad still living, not sick, and together 33 years. It's a lot to be thankful for, and I just thank the world right now, 14-14.
All right, cool. All right, Renita, what are you thankful for?
I thought CT was about to break out in song like Heal the World or Michael Jackson or something.
I was going to harmonize. Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out which dress I was going to show my Kumakaraki in tonight. So, yeah, I was.
Right.
All right.
Well, CT is thankful for her 10-pounder. She forgot to mention that.
Yes, I am thankful for that, because without you, girl, without you, I wouldn't have the money I have.
Okay, you got a 2 10-pounder comment limit on this damn show now. I'm just letting you know. So you no more 10-pounder motherfucking mentioning on my show. You say that for your show, these 10 pounds, don't
all
nobody
right.
know if you're talking about hamburger meat or
that's all they
weight.
Need to know. They don't know. Tell them I sit heavy. Oh, yeah, I sit heavy. Ex-Renita in Miami with my bed to the floor. She was like, what's wrong with CT over there? I said, I sit heavy. All right, I'm done.
Right, go ahead,
Renita.
What are you thankful for?
Wow. I am thankful for sound mind and body. That means a lot to me this year, because a lot of people have tested Renita this year, and Renita almost went to the left in a jail. But thank the Lord that didn't happen. So, and because of that, I'm definitely thankful for my circle of friends and my immediate family. I'm definitely thankful for them, because without them, I wouldn't be who I am and where I am today. So,
okay. Well, there you have it, people. If you're listening in right now, call in 760-913-4119 and share what you're thankful for. We would love to hear what everyone is thankful for. Like I said, you know, I know this year, we thought 2011 was going to be the year. I know a lot of people said that in the beginning, but so much has happened this year. And like I said, you know, I think we're all on the same page. We're all thankful for life. So, well, anyways, Renita, go ahead and get it to the spill tea of the night. Oh, wait, hold on. We got a comment. Onyx, hold on. Onyx,
I'm here.
What's up? What are you thankful for?
I'm just thankful for pretty much everything you guys said, family, and getting up every day for my health, for my kids' health, and I'm glad to be a part of G14 Radio, so I'm thankful to all of you guys for accepting me and teaching me the ropes so I could get in and promote for you guys and get G14 up and rolling.
It's all good. We appreciate you, definitely appreciate you, and like I said, you know, the best is yet to come. And, you know, everybody that's on the line now, you know, we're just going to keep going. So, definitely, like I said, I'm thankful for the team that we have right now. So, well, anyways, let's go ahead and get into the spilt tea of the night. Renita, what do you have? Because I'm reading what I think you going to mention, and you know I got a couple things to say already. Ooh, well, you know what? There's so much going on that my informants just be telling me about. Like, it's just hard to keep up. But Hollywood is losing their mind. But first of all, I just want to start off with, it looks like the next big girl that's headed to Weight Watchers, yeah, I said it because I'm a big girl and I can, looks like it's going to be Jessica Simpson. Now, from what I understand is that after her pregnancy, which took her forever to admit to anyway, boo-boo, you were either fat or pregnant, so whatever, they are offering her $4 million to be their spokesperson. Now, like I said, I'm a big girl. I can be your spokesperson for $2 mil. Like, what's going on? Y'all just giving out millions? Weight Watchers, they trying to keep up with Jenny Craig. I get it. Word on the street is that Lisa Ray is engaged to Pastor Noel Jones. Now, if Jones sounds familiar, it's because he is the brother of famous singer Grace Jones. Yes, Grace Jones. Now, today, Lisa Ray took to Twitter to squash all the rumors by saying she's not engaged. But my insiders say that Lisa and Pastor Jones have been dating for a while now, and she is around town shopping this new reality show based on the pastor called Keeping Up with the Joneses. Now, exactly. I think Lisa knows that her show is not going to do so good now that Stacey Dash is no longer there. And I have a feeling she's, I believe, this shopping the reality show idea because she's like, I need a backup plan. And if she's booed up with him, you automatically know she's going to be on her his show.
Yeah, because, you know.
Okay.
No, because Lisa Ray is a businesswoman. So her money, she ain't never going to let her money dry up. Best believe that shit.
Exactly, and that's why her deals with all these shows, like people get mad at Lisa Ray for getting her co-stars fired. But Lisa Ray also, because she's a smart businesswoman, has it where her contracts are rock solid, so she does have clout to do what she does. And people need to look at this because this is the second show she's gotten a co-star fired. So, allegedly,
okay, so she,
but we know.
Okay, I was about to say, you know, we can't be on this show saying.
Right. So I'm going to say allegedly, let me clean that up real quick. I don't want them brats coming with my ass, so allegedly. Lil Wayne has reportedly gotten married to his girlfriend Dia. Now, Lil Wayne's camp nor Dia's close friends are really confirming it, but an insider that was at Lil Wayne's daughter's birthday party this past weekend said that they got married in a secret ceremony 2 weeks ago, and Dia had a wedding ring on at the party.
Wow.
Now, guys, y'all think after all these girls and all these babies, is Weezy married? Is Dia the one? What do y'all think?
I think so. I think she might be. They've been, you know, they've been keeping it under wraps. And I've seen some of the pictures. They look like they're happy together, but, you know. Hey.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think she might be the one because, like you said, they've been keeping a lot under wraps where everyone else was kind of out there in the open. Like, you knew exactly who he was dating. He kind of kept this relationship undercover. So a secret ceremony to me wouldn't be that big a surprise. So if you are married, congratulations. If you're engaged, congratulations to that too, because she is sporting a rock on her wedding finger. And
right.
This is probably the story that you want to comment on, Crush, so let me just get through it first. The queen is ready to have a prince or princess or both. Queen Latifah has revealed that she would like to become a mother and has plans on adopting a child. Now, apparently she stated in an interview earlier that she, since a teenager, would love to have kids, and she would like to have a kid
by natural birth, but if it doesn't happen, she's looking to adopt really soon, like in the close near future. So good luck to Dana on that. Also, speaking of kids, Kelly Rowland says she vows to be at the hospital when her childhood pal, Beyonce, which I believe is your sister, but anyway, has her baby in February. Now, Kelly said, I wouldn't miss the birth of Beyonce's baby. I can't. I don't want to miss those moments. It's a life happening to people that I love, and I want to be a part of it. Now, that sounds sweet. I hope Beyonce has an aquarium because we definitely need more of those in the world. But crush, Queen Latifah wants to be a mom. We run the world. That's what B said. Queen Latifah
is a Virgo,
wants to
baby.
Be a mom.
Beyonce is a Virgo. Get it right.
But she's about to have an aquarium. But
whatever.
Like I said, again, Queen Latifah wants to be a mom. What do you think about Queen
I think
Latifah
it's time.
Beyonce
it's about
mother.
Time for Queen to expand her family. Why not? What else is she doing? All that money she got, shit. She's about time to share the wealth. I'll be her damn child. She can adopt me.
Wow.
I know that's
but
right.
But do you think, right, but do you guys think she's actually going to have a child by natural birth? That I don't see.
No, I don't think she would do that either, but I do see, like, I can see her adopting kids, definitely. Definitely can see that. Just like Oprah. Like, I'm waiting for Oprah to start adopting, but hell, now she's back on her own network and, you know, she's back on it. You know, even though she retired, Oprah Winfrey show, now she, you know, she got to be back full force on her own network. So, you know, I was thinking that that's probably what she was going to be doing was, you know, trying to raise a family and stuff, but you see that shit didn't happen. She got to firing people and shit.
We'll see. Yeah, Oprah is another one. She ain't having no natural child. That's not happening. She gonna make Gail have him before she have him. But anyway, that's your girl Renita with the spilled tea for the day. You can hit me up on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla. That's RockNRolla.
All right. Well, you know, once again, I want to thank everyone that's in the chat room and everyone that, you know, that joined the show today, all my whole team. Does anybody have any lasting comments? Because we will not be live the rest of the week except for Friday. Chocolate Tiger will be live. She'll have Toni Rock on her show, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday on Sex Talk. And, you know, we're going to play some, we're going to go ahead and play some old interviews and stuff that we've had that maybe some people have missed, and we'll play them the rest of the week except for Friday. Friday we will be back live. So does anyone have any lasting comments before we go and we're off for the rest of the week?
I'm just going to say thanks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ryan. It's on you.
I'm just going to say it's Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Don't do anything too stupid. You know, everyone gets caught up drinking at Thanksgiving and shit. So just don't do anything stupid. Take in your family. Enjoy the time you have with them. You know, you never know what the next day will bring. So, I mean, just enjoy the time you really do have with everyone around you. And don't take it for granted because there's just, you know, you never know what will really happen.
Right. Definitely appreciate your comments. Ash, what did you have something to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say be safe, and then everybody in these chat rooms, be respectful. Dang, just be respectful, and, you know, if you don't like something, don't comment. Leave it at that. There's too much going on in these chat rooms. People need to respect everybody's views. But that's it. I'm off the pedestal.
All right. Hey, Chocolate Tiger.
I just want to say everybody have a safe day. Make sure you tune in on Friday. Just make sure y'all have a safe holiday. Don't drink too many 14-14s like I am. And do not drink and drive. And practice safe sex over the holidays. You don't want to be a stuffed turkey by the summer. That's it.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay, for Nina. You got any last comments for Nina?
Right. How the hell am I supposed to follow that shit up? Really?
It's the truth.
Like, wow.
You don't
want to
be a fat person.
Yeah, you don't want to be fat for summertime. Right. Don't lose your girlish figure by something. I love it, CT.
Hello.
No, just happy holidays. Everyone have a safe weekend. All that good stuff. And we'll see you guys on Monday.
All right, cool. Well, once again, I want to thank everyone that joined us tonight, people that are listening in, and definitely have a great Thanksgiving. Call us back on Monday, definitely, and let us know how your Thanksgiving went, especially if something crazy happened.
Chris.
Definitely call us. What?
Hey, JD say happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh.
Be safe. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you. He just texted you?
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Be safe.
Okay. Great.
Don't be a fat turkey by the summer. Nah, definitely.
All right. Thank you, JD. You must be listening. Thank you very much for hitting us up and wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And also, once again, you guys, I want to thank everybody, all our listeners, all the supporters, everybody. Global 14 is getting bigger, it's better, a lot of things is popping off. The store is open, so for anyone that wants to get any figurines and social death pillows and stuff, definitely go ahead and check it out. They're available and ready for purchase. And anything else that you guys have any questions on, hit up Global 14, at Global 14 on Twitter. And then you can also hit us up at G14 Radio on Twitter as well. And if anyone wants, or if you're interested in doing a show or want your own segment on Global 14 Radio, definitely hit me up on global14.com only at Crush. All right? Hit my inbox, and then we can talk about it. Once again, this is LTL for Life. Everyone have a wonderful holiday. Good night.
Yeah. So death. Forging Radio.